Thank you for introduction. Hello, everyone. thanks for having me today. My name is Haemi Kim, and I am studying at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign as a master's student. So today, the topic of my presentation is nitrogen cycling microbial community affected by perennial energy crops on riparian buffer. First, I want to give you a brief introduction why I am doing this study and talk about the experiment and the result. Nitrogen is the essential nutrient to crops, so fertilization is the one of the nitrogen sources in agriculture system. In this figure, we can see that there are four different directions of nitrogen movement, and except for plant uptake, these three ways are considered as a nitrogen loss. And they appear to have negative impacts on the environment. In denitrification and volatilization, the nitrogen gases escape to the atmosphere, so the nitrogen is no longer available to the plant. Runoff and erosion makes the soil quality poor, and leaching is the biggest concern in agriculture system because they are contaminating the body of water. Moreover, fertilizer has affected the global nitrogen cycle by increasing nitrogen input to the soil. Therefore, understanding nitrogen cycle in the agriculture fields will help to make the best management of nitrogen. So perennial grass crops are known for reducing nitrate leaching because perennial cropping system have much more effective nitrogen removal and nitrogen recovery potential than row crop systems. Soil microbial community is a central genetic resources of nitrogen turnover. So soil microbial organisms are expected to be the key feature of minimizing nitrogen loss. In previous studies, soil microbial communities differently responded to plant species, especially perennial grasses had a much bigger population size of nitrogen-fixing bacteria than maize. Also, nitrogen fertilizer has been reported to have a significant impact on community size of nitrogen cycling microorganisms. However, the interaction between various agriculture managing combinations in bioenergy feedstock production and the soil microbial ecosystem has been limitedly understood. So here, the objective of this study was to examine the abundances of nitrogen cycling microbial communities under the effect of different harvest timings, perennial grass species, and nitrogen rates. Now I want to talk about the experimental design. The experimental plot was established in 2012 at Urbana, Illinois, and it is from San USA project. The bulk soil samples were collected after biomass harvest to extract DNA. The experimental design was a randomized complete block design with a split-split arrangement, and harvest one was harvested at the antithesis stage, and harvest two was harvested after killing frost. We had four different grass species, which were switchgrass, grass mixture, prairie cordgrass, and miscanthus giganteus. And we had three different nitrogen application rates. Real-time PCR quantified the abundance of genes encoding the key enzymes of the biological nitrogen cycling. And the quantity of target genes was calculated by the copy numbers of the gene per nanogram of DNA. So copy number of the gene per nanogram of DNA was our unit of data. This figure shows our eight target genes in functional groups. So NIF8, represented nitrogen fixation and ammonia oxidizing bacteria and ammonia oxidizing archaea was quantified to represent nitrification. And NER-S, NER-K, NER-V, and NOS-G were selected for denitrification. Here, I want to talk about the result. So there was no significant harvest timing effect on the abundance of nitrogen cycling microbial communities. However, there was an obvious pattern that the second harvest timing had a bigger abundance than the first harvest timing because the second harvest timing had longer vegetation than the first harvest timing. Similarly, there was no strong species effect on the abundance of nitrogen cycling microbial communities. However, we found a strong nitrogen effect on nitrification. Here, ammonia oxidizing bacteria had bigger abundance with more nitrogen application. We concluded that ammonia oxidizing bacteria is more sensitive to the different nitrogen rate than ammonia oxidizing archaea. So we found an obvious trend that in archaea and bacteria ratio. Without nitrogen application, we had more abundance of archaea rather than bacteria, so the red bar has 50%, more than 50% portion, except for prairie cold grass here. In contrast, with nitrogen application, we had more abundance of bacteria, so we had a longer blue bar here. We also found significant nitrogen effect on denitrification. In NER-S, they had more abundance with less nitrification, so we can conclude that even though NER-K and NER-S have same function, but NER-S is more sensitive to different nitrogen rate, and also they have much bigger population than NER-K. We also found significant effect of nitrogen effect on nitrogen fixation. So NIFH had bigger abundance without nitrogen application, and this was expected result because if there is available nitrogen in the soil, NIFH doesn't need to spend their energy to change atmosphere nitrogen to the soil. And there was a strong correlation between functional groups, so we can see the significant linear relation between nitrification and denitrification. Also, in denitrification group, there was a significant linear correlation between NER-K and NOS-G. So here we saw that this correlation suggests that nitrification and denitrification has strong relationship with each other. In conclusion, there was a significant nitrogen effect on the abundance of nitrogen cycling microbial communities. Also, we found strong correlations among the functional genes, especially nitrification and denitrification. So this is all for today. Thank you for listening, and I'm happy to have any questions.
No, thank you so much.